Hey, everybody. Welcome back to In the Sack with Dr. Sarah. It's going to be one crazy night. I am in the middle with two hilarious men. We have my friend, Mike Malloy. How you doing?
Very well. How about yourself?
And special guest, Dustin Ybarra, all the way from Hollywood. I am a very lucky girl.
Yes. Hello.
This is a nice sandwich. So, how are you liking Boston?
I'm liking Boston. You know, I've been drinking a lot and, you know...
Drinking is our culture here.
It is. Oh, my God. You guys can drink. Mike came to the show on Thursday and Friday. Mike worked with me this whole week. See, I don't remember.
Yeah, I was with you every night, I think. Friday I wasn't there.
Were you guys cocktailing or bringing in Dunkin' Donuts?
We were cocktailing quite a bit. And then, yeah, it got pretty wild that Thursday.
Like, how wild? What did you guys do?
We got a bunch of hookers, and they're dead now.
I don't know what to say to that.
They weren't going
to
do anything anyway. They weren't like ITT tech hookers, you know? They were going to do stuff. They were just running
the mill. They weren't hookers with ambition. They were just standard.
They weren't Harvard hookers?
No, just dime a dozen hookers.
Dime a dozen hookers.
.com.
Yeah, very Walmart. If Walmart had a hooker section, those would be the ones that we picked up.
Its own aisle, like just like a impulse buy hooker.
Yeah, like a hooker right before you get Nutter Butters, Chips Ahoy, gum hookers, like that kind of, last minute type of deal,
I can't say anything about Walmart. Anyway, so...
like that improv? No.
I loved it, but... I may work for that company, so I can't say anything legally. So,
Walmart, you may work
I thought
for
you were
Walmart?
Saying for the company
Maybe.
That makes.
I am the greeter, not the hookers. I might be the greeter at Walmart.
That could be true. We don't know.
We don't know. Who do you know?
Well, you look like both your legs are working, so I think you might. The
and
Walmart
you
just
tell us about your time in Korea.
Yes. I haven't been able to.
Telltale sign.
Well, you're here in Boston on one of our craziest media weeks, and Mike and I have been talking about free Tom Brady. It's been crazy. That's what's been going on.
One of our craziest media weeks. I was like, what the hell is
well, excuse me, you've been tweeting about it.
Yeah, but I tweet about everything. That's not a barometer of what's important. I tweet about Gordo from Lizzie McGuire at ad nauseum. Like, that's
you. Yeah. Gordo?
I don't like him.
If you're listening, that's important though. That's Gordo is one of those important.
If you're listening to this, Gordo, I'm coming for you, piece of shit.
Hate. There's a lot of hate for you here tonight. Well, so what do you guys think about Tom Brady and the Goodall situation?
I don't know. This is a Boston town. I've been hearing so much Tom Brady propaganda. Where it's
a lot of propaganda.
Yeah, but it's like, you know what? You kind of cheated. You kind of got caught. Just get over it. I'm a Cowboys believer. We have Tony Romo. I wish you would cheat.
You need to start cheating, babe.
Romo, please take the initiative. Deflate the balls. Make them nerf. Put that little nerf tail on the end of it where you can throw like John Elway.
The John Elway, you throw it out of the
side. Yeah. Just do that with our balls. Just do it.
Jiggle the balls. Jiggle the balls, Romo.
Yeah, and you're Hispanic, so those balls, you know, they're capable of doing a lot of things.
They are very capable, yes. But, you know, my favorite part, though, is the man was talking about losing weight and deflating. Okay. That's like saying you're on point.
The Patriots do.
Please don't say that, Patriots. You sound ridiculous. You sound like you're on point. Are you on fleek, too?
What sucks is he's probably like this poor fat guy. He's like, oh, man, I guess I
He's like, now they're calling me fat, too. Like,
but maybe he'll get a Weight Watchers deal.
Well, there was he would get that. What's that shit that all the ex-football players endorse? Nutrisystem, right?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do the Nutrisystem, right?
Yeah. You're such a fat
Dan
ass.
Marino.
Yeah, we have to send you your food once a month.
We're so fat now, yeah.
We're like those Stacker 2, like, fat burners that have, like, shitloads of ephedra in them and people die like that.
I used to take those.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I actually had a patient come to me and she's like buying Sudafed, and here in Massachusetts, I don't know, it's
you have to show
your license
your
now because of meth labs, right?
Oh,
meth labs, big here, you know. So she's saying to me, this has seriously happened this week. She goes, I don't need that for just like being stuffy. You know you can lose a lot of weight with that, with coffee, and I'm just sitting there going.
You know that's meth, right? Like, you know that's meth.
She just told me she's making a meth lab, and I have to just sit there and go, I know nothing. I know nothing.
I didn't know you could lose weight. That's kind of good to know. Maybe I'll start doing the Sudafed.
Great, weight loss product. Because, like, how much do teeth weigh? Like, just think.
That's like 5 pounds of teeth.
Yeah, they really focus on the bad parts of meth. But you know what? You lose weight.
About the benefits of meth. And I really think it's...
Can you tell me, you know, and Dustin about those?
It's anti-big meth. Or whatever, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense, actually.
Well,
no.
I said me and Dustin, so that didn't make any sense.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Don't do meth, kids. Yeah.
Stop the meth. Stop the meth. All right, we're going to be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk to these guys about what they're up to coming up.
Three knights walk into a bar. Vodka, imported from England.
Welcome back to In the Sack. I have Mike and Dustin here, and they're all geared up, ready for the top 5 sack questions of the week.
Ooh,
they don't know what's going to happen. All right, who wants to answer the first one?
Oh, man, I hope one of them's not, are you gay?
Nope. Who wants the first one?
That's always been
all right, Dustin, you got it. What makes you wetter faster, phone sex or sexting?
Any physical activity, I sweat a lot, so I guess wetter. Sexting or what? I'll
phone
answer
sex,
it seriously.
Phone sex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is very serious stuff right now.
Man, I haven't sexted or phone sex in forever, so I can't.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
I hate talking on the phone, so definitely not that. I guess sexting
makes me wetter.
How does your vagina feel, Mike?
Well, because I mean, for a man, that could be pre-cum. It could be make
vagina. We can't do it. Let's just pretend we have them.
Yeah. 7.
For girls, I'm gonna go with the sexting because you want to know why? Alphas. You want to hear why? Because if you send me a nice photo of you looking hot and naked, and then we start talking about how you're gonna slam someone against the wall.
But is sexting?
That's sexting.
I figured we're just talking words.
Yeah.
No. Now in our age, come on, it's pictures.
That's pecksting. That's picture sex.
Yeah.
Pecksting.
And I don't do well.
Excuse me. If anybody steals his term of pecksting, it's copyrighted tonight.
I like to call dick pics junk mail. And that's.
It is a lot of junk. Well, no girl likes a dick pic. If you've seen the girl at the bar segments, if you were paying attention.
I wasn't. I never did.
We already talked about that here.
Oh, did we?
Did we? Yes, we did. Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite sex toy?
My hand? I don't.
How about you?
My favorite sex toy?
Yeah.
My girlfriend? No.
She's probably over there going, what are they talking about over there?
I don't know. There's a lot of...
Hey!
Who uses sex toys these days?
I don't know. Ladies like them.
You're right. Ladies. That's not a dude thing. We just.
Yeah. Some dudes like the wand, I hear.
Those dudes are dumb. Those are like the... You know what I'm saying?
Hipsters are horny.
I like that. It's using a flashlight. It's a fucking weirdo. You're going to jerk off in something and then put it in the dishwasher. Like, you're a fucking wacko. Like,
you're a fucking tool.
Yeah, but the flashlight, that is pretty good for, like, I picture, like, someone using it. Here's what would be the commercial. It'd be, like, in Nepal, okay, and a guy's jerking off, then an earthquake happens.
Nepal.
He's like, oh, my God, I'm, like, under all this rubble. And then click, he turns on the light.
So the last time I was at comics at Foxwoods, I was looking for a piece of paper, and I opened one of the drawers in the green room.
To
write something. I opened one of the drawers, and there's a goddamn fleshlight in there, and I just shut the thing. And I didn't ask whose it was or who, like.
Dirty, dirty.
I don't know if that's just the comic fleshlight that everybody's supposed to use.
Is there a comic fleshlight?
Like, not that. That's actually replaced the Bible in most hotels.
It's a new era thing, you know.
The Gideons are different these days,
they
man.
They're giddy up.
The Gideons are some kinky bastards.
Everybody's freaking kinky now.
Gideons, man, I can't believe I remember that.
All right, boys. Now, if you thought Dr. Sarah was getting a crush on you, what would you do about it? We'll start with Mike on this one.
I would My girlfriend is probably watching this, so I.
No, this is if you didn't have girlfriends.
There's no world, there's no universe where that happens.
How about you?
Well, I would slap you and say, I'm with.
Giddy up. Or giddy up.
I would tell you to giddy out.
Yeah. Oh, I've been hurt on my own show. Okay.
She's right there. Come on.
If you had to pick an.
My girlfriend's not here, but she's always watching.
Well, I did.
Yeah, they're always watching.
No, it's not talking about. But no, I'm talking about. It's most guys like would probably like freak out, I feel like, because I am a sex expert and they like get intimidated. That's pretty much my point. Sorry, girlfriends, that is my point though.
Yeah, but I mean my mechanic is supposedly like a fucking expert, but I still cover it in my best stuff like geometry.
What are you fucking saying about me?
I don't know. I'm just saying like
you fucking backhanded me twice, Yabara. Don't go see him at Laugh Boston or Foxwoods. Okay. Anyway. If you had to pick an animal that you could have a crush on, which one do you think is most sexiest?
Animal would I fuck?
No, sexy animal. Nobody asked you to fuck an animal.
But, like, I feel like that's the answer. If, like, all right, that is a good question. What animal, because we're changing it, to what animal would you fuck,
okay,
Dustin?
I got a good one.
And you go first, because I gotta think on this. What animal would you fuck?
I'm going to take
out. This is very strategic. I would fuck a sloth because... The sloth is a very slow creature, and also they are very...
Wait a minute. When the fuck did you hang out with a sloth?
I didn't hang out with him, but on Discovery Channel. You know, you see him, they're all, like, cute and all slothy. I think we would fit well together, you know? Like, I would never try to fuck a cheat.
My martini are fitting really well together. Keep trying to think. Carry on!
I fuck a mythical animal, because if I could fuck... I'd fuck a unicorn, because, like, how many...
Actually, how many times have you mentioned a unicorn during this interview? I think that's the third time.
I think that's the first. When did I say...
No, we'll replay this for you. Definitely the third. Maybe second.
When did I say unicorn?
Wanting to put its horn in your butthole or something.
Yeah. You said that earlier.
I wouldn't do that. No, but I feel like... Here's the thing. If you did fuck a unicorn, like, let's say you had to for some reason. You had, like, it was... For work,
you had logical god was like, "Hey, I'm gonna shoot you with this."
You're on Game of Thrones, and you had to fuck a unicorn.
Would you keep it a secret, or would you brag about it?
Well, I'd have to brag. I mean, it's a unicorn. It'd be like, yeah.
Not everybody gets
like at first. They'd be like, "Why did you do that?" I was like, "Cause it's a unicorn, and like I'm one of three people that ever fucked it." At most.
Well, here's how you would have to go about it. You would have to run into the room and be like, "Guys, guess what? I found a unicorn." They're like, "Oh my god, and I fucked it." Yeah, but just make that like.
Yeah, and I had sex with it, but I saw a unicorn. Yeah.
Wait, I have something to say. Is this really happening on my show? We're talking about unicorns? Yes. All right. Now, back in your past, have you ever accidentally made out with somebody?
How do you accidentally make out?
I don't know. It's just a question that's
like,
out there.
Did I trip and my tongue fell in their mouth? Like, that's not something. Did I make out with somebody I shouldn't have? Yeah.
Maybe.
Jesus, that happens. Oh, I mean, it doesn't happen anymore. It used to happen all the time. You know, quite a bit.
I make out a lot.
Well, that that's
make out is a category in the SAC app, actually.
What are you laughing about? I don't know.
Have you ever accidentally in your past made out with somebody back in college?
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have accidentally made out with me, but
I feel like I'm the
I'm the mistake.
Oh, and I'm happy with that.
You're my favorite mistake.
Sheryl Crow sucks.
I don't even know how that popped into my head.
Like everybody feels bad for her.
Why?
Her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend's dick fell off. What happened to him?
Pretty much, yeah. Lance Armstrong.
His nuts fell off, and he did a lot of steroids, and then her boobs fell off, and we all feel bad.
Well, it does happen when you do a lot of that testosterone. Do you see a lot of that out in L.A.? A lot of like
boobs falling off.
Well, that might happen too. You Jersey girls.
In L.A., what do I see? I don't know. A lot of
a lot of guys like juiced up and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of good cars. I hate that. I hit a Porsche 911 the other day. That sucked.
Oh my my God, what happened?
I have such a Mexican insurance company. As soon as the guy saw, it's Fred Loya. As soon as he saw it, he was like, God damn it.
I know that one. He's like the Barry Feinstein of insurance.
Of all Steins?
No, like Barry Feinstein. You know the guy that's like the defense attorney.
Yeah.
Or like personal injury attorney.
You see him in the morning.
He's like that.
Morning or late at night. Yeah.
General. It's like Spanish.
The general. Oh, the general. Yeah. So you have the general.
I used to work in the insurance industry, and like the Fred Loya was like one of the ones that like if they had Fred Loya, we were like, oh, that we can beat that price because he charges so fucking much.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh man, I gotta get a better deal then. I figured out, man, Fred Loya. That's like.
We'll talk about this later. Yeah, can't wait. All right, we're going to be back in a few. We're going to wrap up. We're going to talk a little bit more about the SAC app in a few.
Hey, I'm Grace Potter, and I love that Dirty Water TV.
Higgs Tickets has your summer tour covered, from legendary concerts to Red Sox baseball at Fenway Park.
Hi, I'm Higgs. Call me and let us make your trip to Fenway a memorable one.
Go Sox!
With Higgs Tickets, you can be at every great summer concert for less. Higgs has you covered. With Higgs Tickets, you get the best value in town with no hidden fees. Stop by Higgs Tickets at 59 Causeway Street inside Dunkin' Donuts or the Baseball Tavern at 1270 Boylston Street before every Fenway Park event. Visit HiggsTickets.com today.
All right, this has been a crazy night. I have been so excited to have these guys, but we need to talk about the SAC app a little bit, you know?
We do. What I've been thinking about all day. I've been writhing.
Who are you going to sack in the sack? Obviously going to be your girlfriend.
My girlfriend. It's just...
But back in the college days, everybody was hooking up.
I had sex before her.
All right, so you and I, we'll talk. So remember back in college when everybody was having sex?
I think you need to interview better looking people.
Nobody invited me to have sex. I never did it.
Nah, I got laid all the time. It was awesome.
All right, well, then I have a question for you boys. Are you good in the sack, Dustin?
Am I good? I mean, heck, I'm great.
Michael?
I'm a very generous lover, I like to think.
Like the general?
Like the general.
All right. All right, so where can everybody in Boston see you guys? You guys usually are at Laugh.
I thought we were going to talk about the sack app.
Yeah.
Well, you guys don't even know what's going on.
No,
I gave up on you guys. Oh, I'm sorry. We're back to the sack.
Dick. Wait, you need to. I said it's like it's like a Lisa Frank folder for your dick. You need to have it.
The more you sack, all right. So
your sack is less likely to fall off. That's the motto.
That's actually true.
That's a good motto.
It is a good motto because.
But it doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme. Are you going to the sack? Keep track in the sack like your sticker.
That's good. Yeah, I like the track sack thing.
What? Which one?
The track rhymes with sack.
Keep track of who you sack.
Ah, yeah, there we go, yeah. Keep track of who you sack.
In the sack app.
In the sack app.
Right.
Or don't get syphilis and die like Al Capone.
Just like that. And
that's a catchy one.
Al Capone, you should have had the sack app. It's available on iTunes and Google.
I mean, he should have paid his taxes.
Are you guys excited?
He would have never gone to jail and got syphilis.
But we have an upgrade coming, so you can rate your date. And then it's a game.
I thought you meant we had an update to syphilis coming up.
No.
There's a syphilis update.
What has happened?
No, there's actually apparently a strain of super.
Hi, it's Dr. Sarah. We're here in the sack. And will you be quiet? We have an update on syphilis. Hold on. Mike Malloy wants to tell you about syphilis and how Al Capone could have gotten it.
Everybody's dick's going to fall off.
It's going to get gangrene, and you're going to need... A dick transplant.
It's going to just pop right off. And you're just
well, how do you feel about this?
The new syphilis? I was into it before everyone else because I was the hipster.
Freaking hipsters. I have a hipster sister. She's cool like that. She's hipster.
Yeah. That's fun.
You know. Gangrene.
If you like that. So does she have syphilis?
Probably.
You going to download the SAC app, guys?
I don't have a lot of activity to report.
Well, no. It doesn't matter because you want to know why?
Why?
Because then you can do different positions with your girlfriends.
I
so.
Can just tell her to do something different.
Really?
She'll probably do it. She's a nice lady.
Is that how she feels about this? I don't know if she's feeling that.
Does it have all three positions on there?
Oh, it's got more than that. The spanking, whipping.
Does it track crying?
Does it track how often you cry during it?
You know, that's a really great idea, actually. Maybe SACAP 3 will.
You should add a feature that tracks how often, how...
Do you cry like during sex, Michael?
The intensity of the crying, I feel like those things should be tracked.
Do you think you cry during sex? He kind of seems... He's trying to be, like, outerly
tough
tonight.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out if you do the deep cry, though,
not
or is
it? Not because it hurts, because it's so special. You know.
That's bull.
Yeah. No, because sometimes
it hurts.
It's so intense and, like,
what, when
spirit,
she whips you?
Our spirits are merging, and I weep, because I'm like, this is so powerful.
Passionate. Passionate, not
so
powerful.
Passionate. The love just washes over me, and I cry.
Yep.
Bass in the background.
Yeah. I saw the sign.
That's an Ace of Bass.
All she wants is another baby.
She doesn't have a baby. Yeah, it's a song. Yeah. And then I saw.
And then you guys put on Lionel Richie. You told me earlier.
I didn't say that.
Oh, that must have been Dustin.
I didn't say that either.
That's weird. I don't know why they're denying their Lionel Richie obsession, but
it's true. I put.
Star Wars character, huh? Looks like he would hang out with. Like.
And I feel my girlfriend's face until I come.
No, that's in ceramic form. On
wait,
the piano.
No, isn't he? He feels her. Oh yeah, I guess. But yeah. No, I can just say it's her face. I feel it.
I feel the face. A facial?
No, I feel it with my hands.
Oh, I thought you said facial.
Have you thought about making this a Christian podcast? Maybe we could talk about other things besides sex.
Next week, we're going to go back to the Christian. We're going to hang out with Joel Osteen next week, actually.
Who?
Joel Osteen.
Let's talk about Revelation. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah. Christ is coming back.
He's coming to get us.
And not on your face, either.
Not on your face. Not a facial. All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming in the sack with me. Coming in the sack with me, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
I don't even think we ever said our full name.
No, I don't think so.
I introduced you in the beginning.
I was like, we probably should have, like, said who we are.
Actually, we should just come back and be like, wait, we got one more thing.
Wait.
Yeah. Wait. We'll do it. All ready?
I've been recording the whole thing.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Wait. We didn't say who we are. We all know who I am.
Lady in the top hat, dressed like a mime.
Hey, mime.
Pop and lock. Do it.
Pop and lock. So I'm here with my friend Mike. Where can they see you? Mike who?
Mike Malloy. That's who I am.
Who's that guy?
Me.
Oh. Who's Dr. Sarah?
You're Dr. Sarah.
At least we all know who I am.
What questions are these? Hi, I'm Mike Malloy. You can follow me on the Twitter at Fake Mike Malloy. I like to throw people off, make them think I'm the other.
He got blocked by Rob Lowe this week.
Yeah, I did. I got blocked by Rob Lowe for calling.
I could see you doing something like that.
And Donald Trump.
And, well, that was a while ago. Yeah.
I've never seen anybody successfully be blocked by more celebrities than you.
I piss a lot of people off, if you can believe it. Sean Merriman and I got in a bit of a tiff as well.
Closest I got.
You got to watch his Twitter.
Oh, man, I got to check it out,
Beating up women and doing steroids. And he thought it was funny at first, and then I really went in on him. And he didn't think it was funny anymore.
Yeah,
I'm a real piece of shit on there because it's fun to hide.
At the Fake Mike Malloy on Twitter. I'm at the SAC app, and where can they find you?
I'm Dustin Ibarra, DustinIbarra.com. I don't know. I'm going to be at Foxwoods June 17th and 18th. Come out. Yeah, there's Elton John.
Hey, Elton. Want to come on and say hi?
Elton,
come on over. Elton, we need you on the show.
Sit on
his lap.
Sit on my face.
Elton John just
Elton,
freaking rejected. He rejected us.
That's
We're rejected. What
he's
the fuck?
Acting like Elton John.
You know what? He's not as cool as us, and he just rejected us.
I don't even think it was Elton John.
I don't know. It was weird. Was that weird? Are we in a bad dream? Are we having a bad wet dream? We don't know. We'll see you next week, guys.
Elton John would have sat on my face.
Yes, that's right. Gave him a facial. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Dustin Barr, and this is
Sir Elton John. Hello.
It's literally Elton John.
It's literally Elton John.
Can you feel the love tonight?
I can feel it. And you know what? There's a way to track it now. It's called the SAC app. You can track the love tonight, Elton.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
I will hold you closer, Tiny Dancer.
Go to iTunes and Google and download your SAC tonight.
Ooh.